Kedushin Ber Gimel Mishnah Aleph. Ha'omer l'chavero, tzei v'kadish li'isha plonis. Person tells his friend, some kind of friend he is, we'll see, to mikadish such a woman. V'holach v'kitcha la'atzo, and his good friend was mikadish her for himself. Mikudeshes. So she is mikudeshes to the second guy, even though what he did was really not nice at all and was trickery. And it could even be that one may think to say that the woman herself, had she known this, she would really rather marry the first guy. Nevertheless, what was done, and it's mikudeshes, like the Ran points out. V'cheina omer li'isha, harei at mikudeshes li la'achar shloshim. Also, if a person tells a woman that she's mikudeshes to him after 30 days, uba'achar v'kidsha b'soich shloshim yom, and somebody else comes and he's mikadesh her within those 30 days, mikudeshes l'sheni. So she's mikudeshes to the second guy. Why? Because the first guy was saying that he's only going to be mikudeshes after 30 days. The chalos didn't happen yet. And then comes along the second guy, and he's mikadesher before this, so too bad on the first guy. Bas Yisrael lekohen toichel b'truma. And it's not just the chumrah, the Mishnah is saying, that if the second guy is a kohen, she can eat truma. She's fully fledged married to the second guy. However, me'achshav u'la'achar shloshim yom, but what if a guy says he's marrying her right now, me'achshav u'la'achar shloshim yom, and after 30 days? So we're really not sure here, because sometimes it means that after 30 days, when 30 days pass, maybe he means when 30 days pass that she's mikudeshes right now retroactively, or maybe he just changed his mind, where first he said, me'achshav, I want it to be chal now, and then he says, you know what, u'la'achar shloshim yom, he changed his mind. So we're going to see that this is a suffix. So what happened here? U'va'achar v'kitcha pesach shloshim yom, and somebody else came and is mikadesh her within these 30 days, mikudeshes v'ena mikudeshes. So she's suffix mikudeshes, because we don't know what his intention was. Did he mean to say that it's retroactive, or did he change his mind? Like, therefore, bas Yisrael l'kohen, o bas kohen l'Yisrael, lo toichel b'trumo. Whether it's a bas Yisrael to a kohen, or she's a bas kohen, she's the daughter of a kohen, and she's marrying Yisrael, so if we say it's not a good kedushin, she could eat from her father's truma. But on the other side, maybe it is a good kedushin, and she's now married to Yisrael, and she can no longer eat truma. So whatever the case is, and then the other way around, if she's a bas Yisrael and she's marrying a kohen, only when she marries she eats truma, but if she's not married, she can't eat truma. So we take the chumas of both sides, and she can't eat truma.